Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Place to Be Nation, welcome back to another edition of the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience. I am Steve Riddle, back again for another Gourmet Heaven, and today we are continuing with our theme week this week, where we are covering one of the greatest musicians of the of all time, one of the greatest piano men of all time. That's, of course, the one and only Billy Joel. He is, of course, celebrating his 75th birthday this week. And so we are definitely – I don't know if it's this week or if it's after this, but it is coming up. So he will be 75. So we are looking at some of his biggest hits throughout this week. And we're actually doing two episodes a day. To celebrate him, and the song I'm gonna be doing today is kind of one of those interesting ones. It's always been kind of one of my favorite songs of his, and one that hear on the radio still here and now. So, but it's a song I'm gonna be doing is It's Still Rock and Roll to Me. It's still rock and roll to me, I should say. This was off the album Glass Houses, released on May 12th, 1980. Kind of an interesting little kind of message behind it here. Joel had written it in response to the critics of his music, who described it as kind of adult contemporary middle of the road pop, and he kind of argues like, well, you know, the newer style of music that's coming around this time is not unlike the older styles. He saw a new wave kind of as like akin to genres like power pop and even rock and roll. Hence why the song is called, It's Still Rock and Roll to Me. So if you were, of course, watching along with me via the YouTube link, it's actually a relatively short video. It's just shy of 3 minutes. Not much really to it. But we will go ahead and get started here in 3, 2, 1, and play. So we open up here this kind of very average-looking studio here, as we see Billy Joel here with the red jacket, the kind of unique little tie on. And this, like I said, this pretty much the video is just in the studio here, him and his band performing. Again, just kind of interesting because we're still, this was 1980, so we're still about a year away from MTV. But music videos were really starting to, kind of become a little bit more of a more accepted medium. By the way, his hair is ridiculous here. The big puffy perm, it looks like perm, he's got going. Again, kind of, some interesting fashion choices here. Meanwhile, the rest of the band just kind of, it's funny, he's like rocking, the suit. Meanwhile, the rest of his band just kind of rocking, just kind of being real cash with their outfits, like jeans and shirts and, kind of just regular shirts. And like I said, kind of coming out of the 70s into the 80s, bringing in that new, the new style there. So one thing I usually like to do is kind of read some of the comments here. That obviously won't be many because how short the video is. But let's go through some really quick. Bree3314 says the song may be almost 35 years old, but it's still rock and roll to me. HG Wiz says my mama brought me here, thankfully. Good on her. PVLOL8393 says, who else is doing a Billy Joel music marathon? Like, OMG, Billy Joel is the greatest. And I mean, we're pretty much in the middle of a Joel marathon right now. Like I said, we're doing two episodes a day this week to celebrate Billy, because obviously he's had such a extensive catalog of songs. The guy's career pretty much spans from the 60s all the way to even still today he's still touring, and he just recently, I think it was a year ago, he did his 100th show at Madison Square Garden, which, I mean, that's pretty much his house. He's been there so many times, and actually when his residency there ends in July of this year, he will have had 150 performances at that venue. So, I mean, again, you know, he's obviously a big New York guy, and he, I mean, really, like I said, very synonymous with Madison Square Garden, and synonymous with music in general. So, but there you go. There is It's Still Rock and Roll to Me by Billy Joel. Again, you know, kind of continuing our theme week this week, celebrating his career. We got a lot of really good theme weeks coming up here, which I'm looking forward to, and we got some other great stuff going on across all the Quadapods, so be on the lookout for all that. So with that said, I am Steve Riddle. This has been the Video Jukebox Song of the Day here on the Pop Experience, and we will see you next time.